That takes us to agenda item 8, and that is PR 2023-009496, Minor Plat 2025-00054, which is a request for minor preliminary plat submitted by Bruce Stidworthy, who requests the aforementioned action for all or a portion of lots, tracks, Barstow and Ventura, Block 17, North Albuquerque Acres, Track 1, Unit 3, Zone PD, R1D, and located at 8901 Modesto between Barstow and Ventura, containing approximately 1 acre. Is Mr. Stidworthy here?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, sir. Could you please state your full name and mailing address for the record?
Bruce Stidworthy, 7636 Oakland Avenue, Northeast.
Thank you, sir. Please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you, sir. Please tell me about this application.
This is a plat of a single lot in North Albuquerque Acres for the purpose of dedicating the frontage right-of-way along Modesto to the city of Albuquerque. These lots in North Albuquerque Acres were platted in 1931, and the position of city legal, as I understand it, is that the original plat did not clearly or adequately dedicate the right-of-way to the city. So even though the GIS maps show right-of-way and there is a road there, it's my understanding that a plat is required to explicitly dedicate the right-of-way prior to a building permit. So that's the purpose of the plat.
Thank you, sir. Well, let's see if there's any public comment, and if so, you'll have the chance to respond. So for everybody here, this is agenda item 8. It's a request for a minor preliminary plat at 8901 Modesto Northeast. Please raise your hand to speak on that item. Looking through the participants, I don't see anyone with a hand raised. Again, calling for public comment on agenda item 8. Last call for public comment on agenda item 8. Okay, Mr. Stidworthy, it doesn't appear that there's any public comment. We'll go ahead and proceed to the DFT staff members for their comments, beginning with the Water Authority. Mr. David Gutierrez, if you please raise your right hand, sir, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Water Authority has no objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Next up is Hydrology. Mr. Tiquan Chen, if you please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Hydrology has approved grading drainage plan with engineer stamp date of October 9th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. That takes us to transportation. Mr. Ernest Naramijo, please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir.
Transportation has no objection to the plat or the deferral of infrastructure for this site.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. That takes us to code enforcement. We'll be delivering those. Mr. Ibarra?
Yes.
Thank you, Marcelo Ibarra. Please raise your right hand and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay. Thank you. And sure. That takes us to parks and recreation. Let's see, is Ms. Phelan here? If not, I believe Jay Rodenbeck will be delivering the comments. Mr. Rodenbeck, if you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth? Go ahead, sir.
Rodenbeck, Parks has no comments or objections.
Would you mind restating that, sir? Your audio was still breaking up.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks has no comments or objections to this request.
Thank you, sir. And that takes us to the planning department comments. We'll be delivering those today.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jacob Boylan. I will be.
Thank you, Mr. Boylan. Please raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
Planning just has a couple of comments, mainly related to the plat. So I'm just going to go through a couple of them. Project and application numbers must be added to the plat and infrastructure list prior to distribution for DFT signatures. The utility approval signatures must be provided on the plat. I know they had provided a updated plat as of yesterday that had most of the utility signatures and a letter from PNM, I believe, stating their intent to get it on there. But we'll need the full list of signatures before being able to send out the plat for DFT staff to sign.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Rodenbeck. I see he has his hand raised.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jay Rodenbeck. I just want to note that typically we require utility signatures and a MAFCA signatures, along with the property owner, city surveyor, and surveyor signatures on a plat before we'll hear an application, or at least, well, before it even gets processed by our staff. In this case, Mr. Stidworthy noted that he was there was some delays in those signatures, and I just want to note on the rec for the record, basically, that and this is totally up to you, Mr. Hearing Officer, but the concerns we always have are if you approve this plat without the utility signatures and any of those utility companies need a revision to the plat or an easement to be granted or a vacation required for an easement or anything like that, it can require this plat come, you know, then amendment be applied for to this approved plat or a new plat be brought in. So that's always our concern with this situation. But you know, this is totally up to you and Mr. Stidworthy can you know, confirm the holdup in this case. And I see Mr. Biazar's hand is up as well.
Okay, let's go to Mr. Shahab, as our city engineer. If you'd please raise your right hand, and do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. So in these cases, typically utility companies want a 10-foot easement along the frontage. So it seems like they are granting that 10-foot drainage, I mean the public drain, I'm sorry, public utility easement. So it seems like that's shown on there, but I don't think that there might be a huge risk moving forward with approval of this plot. But like I said, if any change, you're going to probably have to come in back and amend it if you choose to approve it.
Okay, thank
Mr.
you, sir.
Hearing Officer, I'm
Yes,
sorry, I
sir.
couldn't figure out how to raise my hand, but
Oh, no problem. Go ahead, sir.
we do have that last signature. Yesterday, we or on Monday, we submitted an updated version of the plat that had all but one signature, and we got that one yesterday. And I can share my screen and show that if you'd like.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
You're a co-host, Bruce. You should be able to.
If I can figure out how. I'm a Teams user, not a Zoom user. Here it is. Okay.
Usually one way or
Okay. Are you guys seeing that now?
it's loading up.
no.
There it is.
All right, good news. Mr. Hearing Officer, I just want to ask the city engineer if he has any comments on the financial guarantee process with this or.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Biazar. No, we still go through a regular IIA. This one is a modified IIA, which will basically would be a commitment from the property owner for the improvements in the future or the cost of improvements in the future, but still it's an IIA. So we do have an infrastructure list, but typically a deferral needs to be requested and granted at the DHO level or like by the staff. So that's it.
Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, could I ask one more question here?
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tidbury.
So we did submit an infrastructure list with this plat, and I noted that transportation had no objections and no objections to the deferral as well. The infrastructure list shows curb and gutter, sidewalk, and I just n n none of the other DFT members mentioned anything about the infrastructure list. I just wanted to confirm that there are no other comments and that the infrastructure list, other than the comment from planning about putting the project number on there, that there were no other comments on the infrastructure list.
Go ahead, Mr. Bietzer.
Mr. Hearing Officer, the only thing that might be lacking, and I don't know, because North Albuquerque is funny because the roads are never centered in the right of way in some cases. So the additional pavement might be needed as well
Yeah.
on the infrastructure list.
I did show, I submitted with the plat a site plan and a cross section that shows how the existing pavement aligns with the future curb and gutter. And the as you noted, Mr. Beazar, the pavement is not centered in the right of way. It's actually shifted to the north, and the edge of the pavement, it's not perfectly parallel to the property line, but it's very close to aligning with the future lip of the curb and gutter.
Well, you got lucky in this case.
Yeah,
Yes.
that's great.
No, that's fine. I mean, it doesn't hurt if you don't mind. Just I don't know that additional pavement might be needed to tie to an existing pavement, just in case there's like areas that meanders a little bit.
Okay, we can work out verbiage on that before I route the infrastructure list for signature.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Great, thank you. Let's go back to Mr. Rodenbeck. I saw you had your hand raised earlier.
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I think I'm good. I thought Bruce mentioned that he's adding a project now, but he just needs to add the project and application number to the EIL. But other than that, I didn't have any other comments on anything else. But he mentioned that too. And then when he mentioned that, I put my hand down.
Ah, okay. Okay, great. Mr. Stidbrother, anything else you'd like to add or any questions?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay, sure thing. Let's see. And do we have the proposed conditions in the chat comments? Think it's just the standard ones, right?
We just need to make sure, Mr. Hernhaus, we have a recorded IA condition in there too. I believe Jacob is adding them right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just bear with me one second here. Okay, for everyone here, this is agenda item 8. It's PR 2023-009496, minor plat 2025-00054, request for minor preliminary final plat, and I hereby approve said item and project and application number because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO, the DPM, and other adopted city regulations with the following conditions. First, project and application numbers must be added to the plat and infrastructure list prior to distribution for DFT signatures. Next, the utility approval signatures must be provided on the plat. Next, an IIA for the Procedure C commitment must be provided following sign-off of the approved provided infrastructure list. And prior to the final sign-off of the plat, the Albuquerque GIS office must approve the DXF file, and proof of that approval must be provided. Thank you very much. I'm still really that concludes agenda item 8.
Sir, one question on those conditions, if I may.
Sure.
And this is, I think, for Mr. Beazar, but the wording there on the IIA says for Procedure C commitment. And I don't think technically this is a Procedure C, but I'm not 100% sure what you would call it. Mr. Beazar?
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Shahab Yazar again. So we have created two different procedure C. One is a procedure C commitment. One of them is procedure C cash, where EMD has projects
Okay.
where we collect fundings upfront for DMD projects when there is an active DMD project.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That explains the differentiation.
Sure.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Stidwither, Mr. BSR. Very good. That concludes agenda item 8. Have a good day.